What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Good morning, Elson Goh, and welcome to the studio for the last time of this year.
Good morning, mate.
Nice to have you in. Now, we're going to be chatting about wealth.
Yes.
Very interesting topic.
Yes.
Today, to finish off this year.
Now, I like this topic simply because the fact that our perception of wealth varies greatly.
Okay.
You know, every time I ask this question, you know, what makes you feel wealthy, everyone has got a different response.
Isn't it pretty straightforward, though?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, for some, it might be possessions. For others, it might be experiences.
Assets?
Yes. So it can be possessions. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can be experiences with loved ones. So it could be that holiday, or it could be that trip that they have been, or it could also be the ability to do things. I'll give an example.
Okay.
I've asked this question, and this client said that the time that he felt wealthy was being able to pay for their school gathering lunch. So he got old schoolmates, got together for lunch, and he was able to pay for that lunch meeting.
He shouted at everyone.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, for him, that was his wealth moment. Mm. Now, I call this the wealth moment because that is that event, that item that you purchased that made you feel wealthy. And that is what we call the wealth moment. And it's usually not huge. It's not big. You know, I'll give an example. One client said that when they travel, they often travel economy. But there was one trip when they upgraded their flight to business.
Went to the pointy end of the plane. Hello.
Yes. And they said, they felt really wealthy, even though they've got a huge share portfolio, even though they've got investment properties. That didn't do as much as that flight in business class.
Interesting.
And I think it's so all of us can perhaps look at our past spending and try to identify what did we spend, what did we do that contributed to that wealth moment.
Do you think we're a little bit nervous about looking at that?
No, and after the break, I want to talk about how you identify those moments. But it's usually not the big ones. So like, for example, you know, paying off the mortgage. It's usually not the wealth moment for a lot of people.
Interesting.
I don't know why. Perhaps maybe because it's very stressful, you know. Maybe because we put it up, our expectations is so high that when it happens, you know, it's like, hey, wait a minute, where's the fireworks? You know?
It's all paid.
Yeah.
We'll take a break, Elson. We'll come back and chat some more. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Elson Goh was with me from EG Financial Services. Rio Speedwagon, I can't fight this feeling. You are on 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Elson is with me. We're talking about wealth. We're going to chat about how do you identify your wealth moment. I liked your analogy with the pointy end of the plane.
Yeah.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, I think class. For us to look at or trying to identify which event, which purchase that we made, which amount that we spend contributed the most to creating that wealth moment. So that's, you know, really looking back, you know, as we do our, you know, year end reflection, we can incorporate this exercise and do that year end reflection to identify or discover our wealth moment. I'll give you an example.
Yeah,
we went for the big trip. I think I've told this story before. Big China trip, tens of thousands of dollars, giant pandas, Great Wall, we did it all. And at the end of the year, we asked the kids, right? You know, the kids, they don't understand the word wealth as much. So I give them I'll replace that with the word worth it, which is the worth it moment for you, right?
Oh, I like that, yep.
And they said, okay, unanimously, that the $150 camping with the cousins is far more enjoyable, far greater than the tens of thousands of dollars that we spend on a great big China trip.
Wow. So that's quite interesting. So there, how they seen that was, that's amazing. So you won't be going back there again.
That's correct. Yeah. So you can see that for everyone is different. But when you have that discussion, then you will realize that you'd be surprised. And you realize that what are the items that you, or what are the events that contributed to that wealth moment. Now you can use your photos, or you can use your credit card statements, you know. Just go back and see.
is that a healthy thing to do, Nelson?
Yes, always. Always. And you discuss, you know, you gotta discuss that worth it moment, because you might be surprised that which you think you have thrown money at it, but maybe it did not contribute much, you know, and maybe your family did not feel, maybe it could be too stressful, you know.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. If I look back on my credit card statement, I might not feel all that well. It's quite possible.
But the beauty is, if you are able to identify those little moments that contributed to your feeling of being wealthy, then next year you can do it again.
Very good. Elson, we'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. We're on 98.5. Weekdays with Mike. Elson is with me. We've been talking about wealth. A very interesting discussion. The way you have described wealth, Elson.
And Mike, I think you should go back home and then, you know, with your wife, you know, ask her what is her wealth moment.
I will. I'll let you know. I'll update you on what that answer is.
And I'm not surprised if it's going to be different from yours.
We will be on completely separate pages, which you kind of expect, right?
Yes.
You would think husband and wife would have a completely different answer.
That's what I've experienced. You know, when I have discussions with clients, it's always and often the case that when you come to couples, they've got two different. You know, they're very different. Yeah. So first thing is, don't be surprised if, you know, you got differences between your spouse.
Yep.
Don't be also surprised or be frustrated that last year's wealth moment is not going to give you that hit anymore. Because our preferences do change.
Things change.
Yeah, over time, you know.
That's true.
So it is a good exercise to do it often. And once you do it often, it increases our awareness and reminds us that, you know, all other choices that we make have got consequences.
Yes.
You know, and I think every time when we look back as a family, you know, it promotes a sense of gratitude. You know, we've done that as a family. Oh, that was great. And it helps us cherish those moments and memories. You know, and we do it very often. You know, it's like sometimes we do it on a dinner table when we go, oh, remember last night's meal that we had with the family? What do you think of that compared with? So I always use the term, you know, with. So I always have that, you know, two choices for them to compare with. And then I can gauge, you know, whether they did enjoy the experience or do they prefer something else.
Regardless of how much.
Correct.
As you mentioned with the holiday.
Correct.
Amazing.
You know, sometimes it's not about the money that we spend, but it's how we spend it, you know. And I think that's where it will, you know, we can recalibrate, fine-tune, and we come to next year, I think we can enter 2022 with an expectant heart. Because now that we have reviewed what we have done, we can have more of that next year.
Indeed. Well, I've got the homework to do, haven't I? I've got to go and check with my wife what her wealth. But I've also got to get the credit card statements out, and there might be a few surprises.
Hope not. Hope not, Mike.
We'll see. Elson, we really appreciate you coming in today. In fact, we appreciate you coming in for the whole year. It's been always good having a chat with you, and we enjoy your Christmas break with you and your family, and we look forward to catching up with you at next year for a brand new year.
Merry Christmas.
Good on you, Elson. My guest in the studio this morning has been Elson Goh from EG Financial Services.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.